human rights situation has deteriorated to a great extent. And the reason for that is because there are many provisions in the revitalized peace agreement, which was signed both by the government and the opposition, which have not really been implemented. So when you talk about a conducive environment for prevention, the fact that South Sudan hasn't managed yet to unify the armed forces and hasn't managed to really deploy them. And so that creates a great deal of insecurity in the country. The second is, of course, that it hasn't managed in the period that it had to actually set up a permanent constitution. And yet, of course, the government of South Sudan has announced it intends to go to elections in December of this year. Now, the commission is primarily concerned, obviously, with the implementation of Chapter 5 of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, which deals with the question of setting up transitional justice mechanisms, which are really meant to address conflict and, of course, the root causes of conflict.
In your press statement, you mentioned specific violations against women and children in South Sudan. What did you tell? Can we mention some of those violations? And what did you tell the leaders about the need to address and prevent rights violations against women and children in South Sudan?
The commission actually noted that given the conflict at a localized or subnational level, that more and more women and children were being affected by the violence and in fact have suffered some of the most brutal violations. I think we were also concerned that in the Jonglei area, we noted that women and children had been abducted. They had been put up for sale in the market. And in fact, they had been exchanged really to become forced wives and in some instances, sexual slaves. And male children were actually, treated as forced labor. But what, of course, made the situation worse is that in many instances, some of the women have been held, in this position for quite long periods. And on Thursday, when the commission went up to the Jonglei area, we met with a number of the young women who obviously were, they were not 15 at the time yet when they were abducted. And they had been forced, into having, sexual relationships with either one partner or many. And in that context, many of them had, in fact, given birth to children really born out of rape. What made it worse, of course, is that many of the women were party or present when their abductors actually asked for a ransom for them from their family members. And local officials who seem unable to handle the situation have in fact facilitated those discussions and the payment of ransom. And, what that is doing is really incentivizing the whole question of ransoms. Obviously some of them were not able to take their children with them when they escaped. And so there's a real challenge for them in actually establishing their whereabouts and actually having them returned. Commission also spoke to local government officials who...
When you returned to Juba, you raised these issues with the with cabinet ministers in Juba, with the president, vice president. What did you tell them and what did you hear from them?
We, in our meetings with government, we were quite clear that, in terms of our report, which is going to be published and presented to the Human Rights Council in March, this is clearly one of the issues that we're going to pick up on. And of course, the government, firstly denied that sexual violence is such a big problem in South Sudan. And secondly, indicated that they are not involved in the violence that is taking place at local level. And, you know, the commission has also pointed out that when you look at the local violence, clearly it is also connected to political elites in Juba. And they are, you know, when you look at the kind of weapons that are being used in the violence, then, you know, that goes beyond what used to be like, you know, cattle herding, which was quite a practice, or what were cultural practices of abductions. These have really risen. And with the question of ransoms, they've become, they've increased substantially. You know, and I mean, we've alerted the government to the fact that this is happening and that they need to put in place measures to hold those responsible accountable. And okay. That's one of the major problems in South Sudan, that there's no accountability.